Let's go back to Puerto Rico now, because amid the calls for swifter aid to Puerto Rico after the hurricane, a decades-old piece of maritime policy became a big point of contention for the White House. The 1920 Jones Act, it requires that goods shipped between U.S. ports be shipped on U.S.-flagged vessels. That means American-made ships owned by American firms, staffed by American sailors. The Jones Act was waived after Harvey and Irma to bring relief more quickly with fewer restrictions, and up until yesterday, the same had not been done for Puerto Rico. Finally, today, the White House did announce that the president would waive the Jones Act for Puerto Rico. To give us an understanding of this old policy and why we have it, Walter Olson from the Cato Institute. Walter Olson, welcome.
Thank you.
What was the purpose of the Jones Act originally? Why do we have it?
The idea was to preserve a merchant marine in American hands. It might be important in case of war or emergency. Since then, a lot has changed, and we have a much, much smaller merchant marine, and in particular, the sector protected by the Jones Act is an odd little sector. It's mostly transport between the U.S. mainland and islands.
And so the legal prescription that it has to be U.S. ships, U.S. crews, what was the purpose of that part of it? I mean, is it strictly protectionism for U.S. shipping?
It is protectionism for U.S. shipping and indirectly for U.S. shipbuilding, because the ships have to be made in the U.S. And protectionism always has its cost. And sometimes the costs are spread widely. In the case of the Jones Act, the costs fall somewhat randomly and often very narrowly. They make things much more expensive in Hawaii, for example, and in Puerto Rico. In a lot of the country, you don't especially notice that you aren't getting goods this way. But for people whose only shipping options are dominated by the Jones Act, it can mean, as in Puerto Rico, that shipping costs to the mainland are double what they would be otherwise.
So the Jones Act was waived, as we mentioned, for Harvey and for Irma. And then people started asking questions of the White House, well, why hasn't it been waived in Puerto Rico in the aftermath of Maria? The president said yesterday that he was considering waiving the Jones Act, but that shippers and the shipping industry didn't want it, Walter Olson. That was sort of a surprising moment of candor from the president, it seemed.
It was, but the fact is that the reason we still have a Jones Act and the reason it is guarded so jealously in Washington as a political thing is that there is a lot of money at stake in, call it a monopoly, if you will, in the lack of competition on those routes. And the companies that make money in that, some of the unions involved, worry that if free competition were let in, they would not win that competition. They would lose a lot of business to whoever had lower costs and more efficient service.
So now that the White House has waived the Jones Act in this case, what does that mean for people on the ground in Puerto Rico? Does it simply mean the goods that come in, the relief goods, are going to be cheaper?
It's good news in the short run, but two things to keep in mind. One is that they are still trying to reopen the ports. And so the importance of the Jones Act waiver will be especially after we've got some working access to the ports, at which point many more kinds of goods can come in from more places. The other question is whether or not this will be a lasting waiver. White House was talking about doing it only for 10 days. That's not going to make much of a difference. A lot of the building materials that have to come in if people are to reconstruct their houses, a lot of the utility materials are not going to be there within 10 days. Question is then whether Puerto Rico will have to rebuild at some of the world's most expensive rates or whether it can rebuild at reasonable competitive rates.
Goods will now be cheaper in Puerto Rico thanks to the White House waiving the Jones Act. The question, according to Walter Olson, how long will that waiver last? And will it last throughout the recovery efforts in Puerto Rico after Maria? Walter Olson, senior fellow at the Cato Institute, thanks so much.
Thank you.